Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening. Welcome to the Blog Talk Radio Show. I am so sorry for the technical difficulty that we have just recently experienced. I had a challenging time trying to get through tonight. But I do want to let you know that we are still here encouraging widows. So what we would like for you to do on this wonderful evening is to listen carefully to what word I want to share with you. It's just going to be a very, very short word because we are so late getting started. But what I wanted to let you know that this is the season that God is pruning. I planted a tree many years ago, and the tree has grown to be very, very, very tall. It is probably about 9-10 feet tall. It's a crepe myrtle. It has these beautiful, beautiful leaves on it, these nice long branches. But I had it pruned, and I had it pruned way back, just way, way, way back. And I was looking at that tree, and I said, wow, is that not like many of the lives that we live? We live life, and we grow, and things in our lives become so beautiful, and branches are so full of leaves, and there are things that happen in our lives that makes us feel so weak and lifeless. And so I took a look at that tree, and all the leaves were gone. The tree person cut all of the limbs off. Even the ones that was nice and full, cut them all off. And so I'm standing there looking at just a tree trunk with empty branches. And I thought to myself, wow, that's like the lives that some of us live. We're flourishing and we're doing so well. And then God prunes us. He cuts us back. And all we do is we sit down and we look at what we used to have and look at the family structure as it used to be. You look at when your husband used to sit on the other side of that table, and you just wonder what's happening. And I realized that there's a pruning going on. But the good thing, the good news, the encouragement for you is that when that tree gets finished, that process of being dormant and being lifeless, the new limbs and the new leaves is going to grow stronger. They're going to grow fuller. They're going to grow greener. So I want to encourage you and let you know that no matter what's going on in your life tonight, no matter what you got going on that maybe you may be struggling with, you will bloom again. You will bloom again. So that's what I want you to remember, and I want you to say to yourself, I will bloom again no matter how it feels right now, no matter how it hurts right now, no matter how lifeless you may feel that you will bloom again. So the next chapter, Widows Ministry, wants to encourage you. We want to love on you. We want to pray for you. We want to let you know that the race isn't always given to the swift, but it's given to those who endure. Remember, we have our 18th wedding anniversary. Excuse me, did I say wedding anniversary? I'm so sorry. Our 18th anniversary coming up on September the 18th. It's just around the corner, so we want you to be excited about it. We're going to have a Zoom, a virtual anniversary by Zoom. So you can get the information from off our Facebook page. Go to Facebook, our Facebook page if you don't have it. Is the next chapter, and if you haven't liked us, by all means, just definitely go ahead and like us. So thank you so very much for tuning in, and we want you to come back on next week because our host, our lovely host, Mary Hollis, is going to actually be back next week. But this week, just keep in mind what I've been sharing with you, that, you know, the tree is naked. The tree has no leaves on it. The tree branches have been cut back. And when I looked at that tree, I said, I had to go back and look at the pictures that we had taken of the tree because it was about 10 feet tall. it was just amazing just how tall that tree had become, and the flowers on the trees, because I love crepe myrtle trees, and I have them in my yard in different colors, and they're just so beautiful. But as I sit there in my window and I watch the guy with his saw just start cutting them off one by one, and I watch them, those ginormous branches fall to the ground, I took a sigh and said, there are areas in my life that seem to be doing just fine. It's not like we're cutting off dead branches. We're cutting off branches that are not growing. But he's cutting off good branches. You know, there's things in our lives that was working just fine, our finances, our health, you know, your marriages. They were doing just fine, and God came through, and he severed those relationships. He severed those situations. And as I took pictures of that tree after all the branches had been removed, I mean, it didn't even look good. It just looked naked. It looked lifeless. And that's how sometimes we may feel when God is pruning us in our lives. We feel like, you know, there's just nothing left. We just feel sometimes naked. Sometimes we feel ashamed. Sometimes we feel humiliated. Sometimes we're embarrassed. Whatever that feeling is that you need to feel, I just want to remind you that there's going to come a time when I look at that tree again, those leaves are going to be fuller. They're going to be greener. The flowers are going to be prettier, just like in our lives. It may not seem like it. It may not feel like it, but be encouraged. Just be encouraged. Just know that what God is doing in our lives, he's pruning, he's cutting back, he's cutting off some things in our life because we're going to bloom again. So remember, that's what I want you to share with yourself and with others this week. You will bloom again. The tears will dry up. The sun will come out, and you will be more beautiful, more radiant. Your purpose will shine. And you will be just a blessing, not only to those people you know, but you'll be a blessing in the kingdom. So once again, we have a short show, Bria, tonight. Sorry for the technical difficulties in the very beginning, but do want to let you know that you are loved, you are cared about, and I'm so excited because Mary has had a great vacation. She has rested. She has had a chance to recover and recoup because the rest of the year is full of some more activities and events, especially our anniversary. We're working on our next book. If you don't have your story written yet, let's get in touch with somebody in the Next Chapter Widows Ministries. Visit our Facebook page, the Next Chapter Widows Ministry. Get that story written because you have a story to tell. And so we don't want you to allow that enemy to keep you quiet, because you want to let your light so shine so that everybody will see what God has done for you. We love you. We adore you. We think you're just so very special. And when you get a chance, say a word for Mary and say a word for the Next Chapter Widows Ministry and say a word for another widow that you know. Just this week, one of my friend's husband, or actually my daughter's friend's husband, passed unexpectedly. And just that quickly, her world has changed. So she needs you. She needs your story. She needs what you have to offer because she's ready to walk a path that is pretty similar to the one that you walked, because she had no idea 2 weeks ago when they were celebrating their son's birthday, because she has small children, she had no idea that in 2 weeks she would not have a husband. So as, you know, we keep her in mind and keep other women in mind who gets to join an organization that nobody is excited about joining, that it's going to be okay. So that's all we have. We're going to close out. I'm going to close us out in prayer tonight because I've just heard a lot of pain, a lot of challenges, a lot that, you know, that people are struggling with, that how they're going to make ends meet. So we know that with God, all things are possible. So we just want to acknowledge God right now. We just thank you, Lord, so much for just being God and for being God all by yourself. We thank you for your spirit that you have left with us to lead, guide, and direct us, comfort us. We confess that we're not always patient. We're not always trusting. But we acknowledge also that even when we're not, you still have not forsaken your promise to never leave us nor forsake us. So we thank you for ever being present, forever directing, ever guiding. And we just ask that you would just watch over, you know, all of these widows, part of our group and those that are not part of us. Help us that we may be able to represent your strength and your goodness and your mercy and your patience and your love, even when we feel like that there are things missing in our lives. You know, we thank you for Mary, who has just been so faithful over these 18 years that we're about to celebrate. We ask that you would just give us foresight, insight, and the compassion and the empathy and all that we need, that we would be able to be a beacon light for these women who seem to be not always sure, you know, what is next, the next chapter in our life should look like. So we seal this prayer in Jesus' name. We pray, amen. Thank you so very much for joining in. Have a great week. Hope you had a great holiday weekend. We're back into the week again, and we'll see you next Tuesday evening at 10 to 10 p.m. when our great leader, Mary Hollis, will be returning. Thank you. Love you all. Bye.